Hare Krishna. Today is the appearance day of Vrindavan Das Thakur, who is the well-respected author of the Chaitanya Bhagavata and considered to be an incarnation of Vyasadeva. What kind of incarnation? Well, I won't comment on that. Other than Srila Prabhupada also says that anyone who praises Krishna, who writes transcendental literature, glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Krishna, is a representative of Vyasadeva and therefore can be considered to be an incarnation of Vyasadeva. Nonetheless, we know that Kaviraj Goswami and Chaitanya Charitamrita repeatedly offers his respect, takes a subordinate role to Vrindavan Das Thakur, says that he is only writing about those things that Vrindavan Das Thakur did not write. We know that his mother is called Narayani, related to Shivas Pandit, and it's described that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had really bestowed his mercy upon her. From what I remember, he had let her suck on his toe as a little child. This is after he had taken sannyas and returned to either Navadvip or Shantipur. And she had also eaten the remnants of his meal, which meant that she ate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prasadam. So she was blessed by Lord Chaitanya's mercy. And there's a gossip around the birth of Vrindavan Das Thakur. And the reason for that is that we don't have the name of his father, Narayani's husband. However, we do know that when she was still pregnant, her husband passed away. And so some people say that she had no husband. I won't say anything more about that, about a great devotee. Devotees understand what that means. And therefore they try to disqualify Narayani as well as Vrindavan Das Thakur as a really qualified bhakta or qualified author of Chaitanya Bhagavat. She fell into, she became, when her husband died, she was very impoverished, but she lived as a maid, as a housekeeper in Vasudev Datta's home in Mamgachi. Now, we know a lot about Vasudev Datta, because he's written about him in Chaitanya Charitamrita. I've spoken about him, his home, at least the remnants of his home, really just the foundations. You can see in Mamgachi, and it's just behind Saranga Thakur's, Saranga Murari, his house. And of course, Vasudev Datta's deity, Madan Gopal, is situated in that house. So Narayani lived there, and then of course that means that Vrindavan Das Thakur, he grew up there, he studied there, and he became a scholar so that he would write Chaitanya Bhagavata. And showed his erudition both by his personal scholarship and the quality of his writing. So if you go a few hundred meters away from Sarangamurari's home, then you will come to the place where Chaitanya Bhagavat was composed. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had a special house just on the other side of the road from the temple. It's just a little dirt road. And he would go there to write. In fact, he would go there to get away from politics that were disturbing him in Sridhar Mayapur. Interesting, getting away from Mayapur. And he wrote a commentary to Chaitanya Bhagavat over there, being inspired by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Now, Vrindavan Das Thakur's birth was a few years, I think approximately 4 years after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world, he was only 20 years old. And he was very much a devotee of Krishna Balaram, of Gaur Nitai. So that comes out very clearly in his writing. He starts off by glorifying Lord Balaram. And he's a disciple, as far as I know, an initiated disciple of Lord Nityananda. And on the pretense of some misbehavior, Lord Nityananda didn't let him keep company with him and travel with him, but rather he told him that he had to stay there in Mamgachi and that he should write about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Interestingly here that, of course, you have on one side the opinion of the Goswamis and Kaviraj Goswami, who is also an eternal associate of the Lord, maidservant of Srimati Radharani, who offers his respects, accepts him as an incarnation of Vyasadeva, and yet on the other hand, you have, who knows, some smartas, some insignificant people who criticize his birth, his mother, and the authorship of Chaitanya Bhagavata. Silly. So we see that these things happen even with such great personalities, and that goes from people criticizing Krishna in Dwarka or the Shyamutaka jewel. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also received certain criticism, Jiva Goswami, and all down to Arshila Prabhupada. But nonetheless, we accept the version of the Mahajans, we accept the version of great personalities, and we follow their opinion, regardless of what anyone else says. And therefore today, the appearance day of Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur is some event that is celebrated by all Vaishnavas. It is in the Gaudiya Panjika. It is in our Vaishnav calendar, which Jagannath Das Babaji asked Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to put together. So if Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, and the Gaudiya line all accept the greatness of Vrindavan Das Thakur as today being a celebration of his day, then so do we. And in this way, we should also always have faith in the version and the vision of great personalities and not listen to idle criticism, regardless of where it comes from. Hare Krishna.